Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Hey, bird.
I'm a corgi, actually.
There we go. What's up, boys?
Hello, Corby.
How we doing?
Great,
doing
man.
Well?
How are you?
Doing very well.
We are doing good. Matt, are you going to come out on Friday when we're at Three Nations Brewery?
I will be there for a couple of hours for sure.
How about that?
Definitely
How
need
about
to stop
that?
By.
Matt and beer.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot of good ones here. Would you do your worst fear of an extreme activity? And he says skydiving, scuba diving with sharks, whatever your fear is of like that scene of, you know, like the adventure bros,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like, Donovan, all of them are your fear.
Would you, you wouldn't swim with sharks? I would. That'd be great.
No. I'm out.
It's swimming, A, and then it's sharks.
Sure. Yeah.
B.
No swimming.
It's not very comfortable. Like, I'm so, and I've always been grateful to you, Corby, because you did make me learn mm-hmm. how to swim, and that's great. And I feel like if in a pinch, I won't just crash out. I feel like I won't.
Yeah.
But.
No. I think
it's
that
still
you would.
Very nerve wracking as far as a big body of water and me getting in there. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
No. And that's totally understandable. But yeah, I think that, you know, everybody needs to know how to get out of a situation. If, I mean, look,
right.
The odds of somebody falling in a pool or a pond or whatever are really, really low. But I still think it's one of those life skills that everybody needs just in case.
You're right. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you forcing me to do it.
Indeed. Okay. Would you do your worst fear of an extreme activity in order to get as much vacation time as the Musers?
Yes. Done. I will skydive for 6 months off.
Is that your biggest fear of those types of things, skydiving?
Yeah, skydiving would be... Yeah, and when I was younger, I thought maybe it would be appealing, but at this point in my life, I don't know that I could make myself jump out of the plane.
Well, that's why you I think we've talked about this before. That's why if you do a tandem, which you have to do in your first jump, then yeah, you're there with the guy, and you're in front of him. He's on your back.
Yeah, which is even worse.
And then you slide. It's really weird because you slide. You know, from the back of the plane to the open door.
Right.
And then your legs are hanging out first. He's hanging on to something to keep you in there. But then you're like, you feel the rock, and it's like the rocking of the body back and forth, and you count to three.
Okay, I'm gonna throw up.
And then you just go. And he's launching you.
I'm good, thanks.
Have you done this,
I think
this,
you
Corby?
Could do it. What's that?
Have you done it?
Yes, I've done it twice. Yeah.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, I've done it twice, and it is 100% worth it. Like, I get the fear of it, but if you can get over it, it's one of the coolest things you can do. Now, I don't know if I have a great desire to do it anymore, but the time I did it, it's one of those things you're like, yeah, you'll remember that forever and ever and ever and ever. It's really, really cool.
That's not my biggest fear, skydiving. If I just felt a little randy one day, I'd say, you know what? Screw it. Let's go. And I'd do it. But scuba diving or anything like that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm.
I think the thing that I fear the most is like rock climbing. I don't think I could do it. I just don't.
You know, with ropes?
I
like free soloing, that's not even.
Well, no,
a consideration.
I would never do that. No, no one would ever.
But
do
rock
that.
Climbing with ropes, I mean, depending on what it is, like I'm not going to go out and attempt El Capitan with ropes. I mean,
no, it just doesn't look right.
It doesn't
to me.
Look fun.
No, it looks too hard.
right. Like one wrong move, and you could still really hurt yourself, even if you have ropes.
Skydiving and scuba diving, they don't really take anything out of you. Right? I mean, it's just fear.
That's true, yeah.
But the strain on rock climbing, dude, it's really, really tough.
Maybe okay, I'll if you could pee double out of my bladder, but, you know.
Right. Would that be embarrassing if you skydived and I guarantee you it's happened before, and you meshed yourself with the guy strapped to your back. Well, you did bad bathroom, right? Because he's on your back.
And they're like, where is he in the sky? And it's just like a streak shooting out and they can follow you along.
That's a yeah.
Really different color rainbow up there.
Good.
But I guarantee you that's happened. People no have had question. To have yeah. literally S their pants when they jump out of a plane.
Are yeah. definitely number one also. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could double your salary, but every day before walking into work, you had to go into a small closet and receive a full body cavity search, which coworker would you want to conduct it and which would you least?
So it has to be somebody that works here to conduct the cavity search?
Yeah, and let's just keep it to hosts. Hosts, producers, ticker guys, board ops, guys that we know.
I'd probably let Lando do it. He's pretty chill and no big what? Deal. I know. He's so hairy.
You want Lando rifling around up there?
I might have to rifle it around. He's a guy, dude.
Shine the light
yeah,
up there.
Lando yeah, Lando spread him. Because I feel like he'd be the one that would, he'd be like, eh, he'd kind of shine the light up there and kind of not, and he'd not really paying attention.
Would everyone least want Gordo to do it?
Oh, yes. Because all of a sudden, there's something there. Wait a minute. I did not walk in here with coke up my butt.
Is that a Mr. Microphone in your butt?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't. Yeah, Gordon is the least.
I feel like Daddy would be very thorough.
And that's why he would be second least.
Yeah, he's out.
Because I don't want him to be that thorough.
I'm like, hey, man, Lando didn't use a glove. And you hear that little snap, and he goes, well, I'm not Lando. Gets that little light up in there.
I would least want to perform it on Dave.
Oh, my gosh. God, yeah.
I just think he's had too many things done back there.
And he's going to all of a sudden one time, a few times, bend
let
over
one go.
And yeah, yeah, start playing a couple tunes.
And you might not even hear it because he spread them, so it's just this deadly plume of gas coming towards you that you don't even
oh,
know.
Oh, God, no. I'm out.
Yeah, like if you had to do it, like who's the person you would want to have to, if you had to cavity search somebody?
Craig.
Yeah, he's so clean. That makes sense.
Yeah, no George, no Dave.
No, no. Craig's basically a woman, right? Like, he just, I feel that way that.
Okay.
And you know what, Corby, with your long hair, maybe I'll choose you second.
Okay.
Just to, for the.
It's fine.
For the image.
Do I have to dress up?
No, no, no. You don't have
like
to.
Like a naughty nurse.
A naughty nurse. You look like Heath Ledger as the Joker, like stumbling around yeah. in a little nurse
maybe,
outfit.
Maybe that will help make our, both of our jobs easier.
Let's see. Bess, okay, heard Corby talking about MTV spring break scenes from way back in the day. Did you guys ever know people that went to any of those MTV spots?
Yeah.
And did you yourself ever want to go? I think he's talking about like Daytona Beach and Padre. Yeah. And the, like MTV would set up camp at all these spring break places. And on TV, it looked, from my perspective, like almost overwhelming.
Man,
like
college
too
days,
much.
It felt like it was the best time ever. Like that's yeah. right up the wheel in the wheelhouse. And I always wanted to go, but I knew that wasn't happening with me. So I thought about it like, man, that would be really cool. And just knowing that it wasn't going to happen. Even Galveston, like that just wasn't happening for me, man. So.
Yeah,
I went,
we did Galveston when I was a junior in high school, and it was the first time my parents ever let me go anywhere, like for real, outside of the city limits, outside
right,
of the Metroplex.
Right.
And I don't know, I still don't know to this day why they let us go. And my buddy drove his mom's car down there, Derek, and we, you know, of course, got whatever Bartles and James type drinks there was, wine coolers and
so
stuff
good.
Of the day.
Yes.
And wow. The one rule was just keep his mom's car clean. Like she let him take it, but under the orders, don't do anything to this car.
Right.
And I threw up in his mom's
car.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
Dude.
All those wine coolers.
It was so bad.
I'm sure it was
so
off
bad.
Wine coolers.
Yeah, those are gross, dude. Those
yes,
are,
they are.
They weren't gross then, though.
Just projectile vomit all over the inside.
But it's like,
man,
the alcohol content is so much higher than a beer. And I think at that time, I'd only had beer. just regular beer. I've never had anything else up to that point, and not even that much. And so, like, three or four wine coolers, dude, that those things hit differently.
I was sweating big time when asking my parents to go to a midweek concert. There's no way I was going to say, can I go to Galveston for spring break?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even in the realm of possibility.
Now, we did, the only time we did anything big, and I don't, like, MTV wasn't down there at the time, but we did do Padre my freshman year in college.
Yeah, my brother went every year I know he went to Padre a couple of times and MTV was there, and he might have gone to Florida a couple of times, but I didn't drink in college. I never went and partied and did that type of thing, so that, I don't know.
I only did one, and that was 95, and I was out of school. And I did Freaknik in Atlanta. It's the only type of those.
I mean, that's close enough to being in college. You were only 25, 24.
Yeah, it was fun, too.
Sure it was.
That was great.
Yeah, I wish I had gone.
Then they had the documentary about it, and I watched it just to see if there was any footage of me.
That would have been shocking. Or if MTV ever reran those old spring break video shows or whatever, like all the moms who are now 50 that were in that.
Yeah, like, dudes that are now preachers or something like that.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I can't believe I did that.
Shotgun and beer on TV.
It happens.
This is who I was.
I always thought, because they used to show when we were kids, when we first got HBO, like in 1982 or something like that, they would always, I don't know why they did this, but they always showed the Woodstock documentary.
Yeah.
And I would watch it, and I would look at those people, and even at the time, I'm like, whoa, those people are like 35 now. And I thought, at the time, like, they had looked back on that going, oh, my God, look at me. Look at just what a disaster I was.
Yep.
If you're like 80, do you look, you're like, show the grandkids, like, there I am, right there.
No, that's great.
I used to be awesome.
I think it's one of those, when you get to our age now, Corby. And like I said, they had the Freaknik documentary, and if you'll see yourself on it, you go, oh, no. But at 75 and 80, you're kind of nodding your head going,
hell yeah, look at what I did.
Fun. That's what that I used to do, baby. Yeah.
Padre was awesome, though.
Oh, I know
it
was.
I mean, it was
what I heard.
We had an absolute blast, and it was every day going back and forth to Mexico, like at 6 o'clock, to drink 10-cent beers and stuff like that. It was great. What is the best concert you've ever seen that wasn't in your exact musical wheelhouse? So let's say you just go to a show, somebody invites you, and you're like, man, that's not my scene. But you go, and you're like, okay.
I know exactly what that show is, Corby. You want to know why? Because you were there.
Which one?
We went to the San Francisco Bowl. Not San Francisco, Santa Barbara Bowl. One time at training camp to see Lucinda Williams and John Cougar Mellencamp.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And I really, really, truly enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not in my wheelhouse or anything like, but it was great.
Yeah. Mine is probably Rush. Like, I love rock and roll, obviously, but Rush is one of those really niche-y prog bands that, I like two songs on the radio, but I had a blast at that concert.
You ever been to a hip-hop show?
Yeah. You know what? That's probably should be at the top of the list because...
Was it Wu-Tang?
No. It was Jay-Z and Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Jay-Z, all right.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. That was really, really good. I don't even know how we got tickets for that.
Probably it was super fun. You probably got backstage passes. You probably set up the stage.
Probably hung out with Beyonce.
Right.
This was so long ago. And then Dwight Yoakam was really, really good. I don't like country, regular old standard country, but he was great. He puts on a great show.
So would yours, Matt, be Taylor Swift?
I guess, but I don't mind Taylor Swift. Like, she doesn't offend me or anything.
I know, but I mean, it's not your wheelhouse music.
No, definitely not my wheelhouse, and that was pretty cool. And then I saw, When I was living in Alabama, I had a friend who was like the biggest Widespread Panic fan alive. He's like, dude, we got to go. And I had no concept of Widespread Panic. And I went to that show and it was pretty chill. That was cool. So, yeah. But Taylor Swift for sure, because that show was awesome. Both the times
Where'd
I saw
Where'd you see Widespread? In Atlanta?
In Alabama and Birmingham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I might have been there. You never know.
You never know.
Is Bam Adebayo's game the equivalent of Rico Dowdle having the second greatest rushing game of all time? Bam is a better player than people give him credit for.
He is. He's just not a scorer like that.
No. No. It's just completely random. And this other guy asked, how many people are going to remember his name in 10 years when they're talking about the greatest scoring games in NBA history? Like, are they be like, oh, that guy with the name, the weird name?
I think they'll remember it.
No, I think it'll be a lot of that.
I think there's a lot, like a lot of people, it feels like, view that as a scoring record, almost maybe because there's no footage of Wilt. And everybody's like, Wilt, 100, and it seems like such a myth, but... I mean, people were going absolutely bonkers yesterday for a guy who did not set the scoring record, but just because he got 83.
Yeah, and it's a weird one too, you know, like just leaving him in there.
I don't mind leaving him in there. I don't mind him taking it to the basket and shooting every shot. The only thing that you can give a little bit of a side eye is Miami fouling to give them more offensive possession so he can break the record. That's the only one that'll make you maybe raise your eyebrow a bit. But if you get that close, why not?
Yeah.
You're winning the game. You're drilling them. Who cares? It's Washington. And someone put together a compilation of all the fouls from last night on Bam Adebayo. And I will tell you, about 95% of them were legit. Washington sucks. So if you want to blame anyone, blame them for putting them on the free throw line that many times. Now, the consequences of fouling to get more offensive possessions, okay, you can argue that a bit. But, man, they are bad. And most of those fouls were totally legit.
How did AD play last night? Pretty well?
Well, he's out.
Oh, my bad.
He's in street clothes. He's not playing.
My bad.
Because if AD was in there, there's no way he would have got to 83. Because defense wins championships.
That's correct.
Exactly.
He would have gotten to only like 78 with AD. Don't get it twisted.